Yeah, so the way we make salsa is like the definitive way that we make salsa in our family. And my mom always made it, and I remember my grandma always making it, but my great grandma never made it because it didn't come from her family. It came from her son's wife's family. So my grandma, or my great grandma, had like two kids maybe in her first marriage, and then four maybe in her second marriage, and that's the one where my grandma comes from. So I remember that great grandpa, Poncho. He was awesome. My grandpa actually met him before he met my grandma,
I
which is
love
a
that
great
story.
story. Yeah, she had two older kids, one that died in Vietnam. I think he OD'd maybe in Vietnam, which is interesting in and of itself. And then four kids, Patsy, who is a little bit older, and then Gloria, my grandma, Sandy, and Tommy, who are all really close in age. And Sandy's actually only 8 years older than my mom, so they were homies when they were growing up in New Mexico. So Gloria, my grandma, and Tommy were really, really close as kids. And so she got the recipe from his wife for the salsa. And I was really, really close as a kid with Tommy's granddaughter, Melanie. We used to just hang out all the time. Like, we were always sleeping over at each other's places in New Mexico, like my grandma and her grandma's place. But as my great grandma got older, Tommy, whether he did it or not, was perceived to be trying to take her stuff. Like, he wanted all of her things, like her house, all the old cars, because my great grandpa fixed up El Caminos. Of course, because he's Hispanic. Yeah. And like, he wanted all the cars and all like the nice things that my great grandma had, and it like really pissed off my grandma. And they had this huge falling out to the point where she doesn't even recognize him as her brother anymore. And like, it's really awkward when we run into him because like, my mom still likes that side of the family, but like, can't really because my grandma hates him so much. And it's like close blood before far blood kind of thing, which is ridiculous. And like, I don't talk to Melanie anymore, like we grew apart. But that recipe is still like the definitive salsa recipe in the family.
And your grandmother still makes that way?
Yeah, she makes it that way. She makes it a lot hotter than my mom. I think my mom's become a little white. Like, it's a lot hotter. And then my mom makes it and taught me how to make it, and then I brought it out here because it's like home, and it's like my mom makes it for everything. Like, we'll be having any meal when we have people over, there will always be salsa, and I would take it all the time to school for events, and like, it was just like, there's always salsa.
So then how'd you start making that out here?
My mom sent me the recipe. Like, she started teaching me like cooking things summer before I left for college. And she doesn't know how to cook worth a damn. Like, I love my mother, but she doesn't really know how to cook. So they're like really simple recipes, like how to boil noodles, and I can make an omelet. That's like what I learned from her. And she has like a couple things that she does like astoundingly well, like chicken stroganoff, beef stroganoff. But the one thing that is actually like really, really great is the salsa recipe. So she taught me how to make it, and then like, I got out here, and my parents bought me a Magic Bullet, like tiny little blender, for whatever reason. Nobody's really sure why.
Which is the ideal salsa making
Yeah,
machine.
it's the ideal salsa making machine, and that's all I did with it for a while. And yeah, that's I guess why I make it out here. Because it like reminds me of home and
Now your friends, they pass it around too, right?
I guess. I passed it to Mark.
Who brought it back to Boston?
Who brought it to Boston, and I guess are you passing it around in
Yeah,
Boston?
my well, my I bring it to my I bring it to events with my friends.
It's a great party dish. It just
No,
tastes
it's perfect.
good.
It's like a perfect salsa.
Yeah.
It's like there's no better chips and salsa recipe out there.
Yeah.
You make it for all the events here. Sometimes I make it for the
Sometimes you make it,
events.
yeah. Takes the pressure off.
And then I make it for my white family. I have to make it super mild.
Oh,
If you
yeah.
think that your grandmother makes it If you think your mom makes them out, you should try mine when I get home. I use like one Serrano.
That's great. No, I'm glad that you're sending it around to like parties.
The problem is that the blender we have is too strong. So
and it pulverizes it.
It chops the cilantro in a way that it makes the whole thing green.
Oh.
Because you know this one gets bits and pieces.
Yeah.
This
I've
is
never
like
seen
just like
before.
It liquefies the cilantro.
Oh my god.
It's a really good blender, but not a good salsa blender.
Yeah, no.